that starts with senior co-captains Carson Kiefer, Trent Moore, and Blade Baker, your Falcon linebackers. Your defensive backs, Trevor Wilson and Keaton Nickel. Keaton, the senior co-captain. And your defensive linemen are at the right end, Mitch Sinclair, a junior. At the nose guard, junior Kyle Andrews. And at left defensive end, junior Isaiah Bradford. So the linebackers tonight are your senior co-captains. The linemen are your junior players. And a junior and a senior in the defensive backfield for a well-experienced, well-talented Wayne team. I would say the difference between these two teams, Wayne has more speed, Mormon Trail has more size. And if they can bully and push the Falcons around the field like they did a year ago, it'll be a long night for Wayne. Mormon Trail, again, won that game in Humiston 38-27. But Carson Kiefer in that game had 5 carries for 66 yards and a 49-yard touchdown and 10.5 tackles to lead the team in that regard as well. Blade Baker had 9 tackles for the Falcons. But a couple of running backs that are back here tonight, K.O. Horton and Brett Lear, combined for 340 rushing yards and 4 touchdowns against Wayne in a game that seemed to be a rushing first down, second and long, third and long, first down, second and long, third and long, first down, on and on. So hopefully the Falcons can figure that out, stop the Saints on a run or two, and get the ball and get back on the fast track, so to speak, scoring some touchdowns. Hopefully also, again, forgetting a week ago. Falcons in their home black uniforms, silver stripes on the legs and jerseys, white numerals trimmed in silver. Mormon Trail yellow pants striped on the sides in black, and white jerseys with black sleeves, black numerals, and black helmets. So captains will be coming to midfield, and of course for the Falcons it's Carson, Blade, Keaton and Trent, and looking the other direction, it looks like Andrew Reed and Jamie Young for the Saints, and a couple others who are right now blocked from my view. Brett Lear, and I would anticipate maybe Cale Hitt might be the other, but again, we can't see. But the Falcons looking to get even, get their conference record or district record even right now. One bright spot of last week's game, it was only a 6-point loss instead of a 13. Your coin toss results are coming as soon as we see. The Falcons will defend the south goal and head into the wind, and must have won the toss, elected to receive, take the ball, and see what we can do with it. Mormon Trail will try to limit the Falcon passing attack by having us go into the wind in the first quarter. Mormon Trail, not a threat to pass. Just haven't done it this year, and they're 2-1, haven't needed too much, but a very good Linux team ran all over them a couple of weeks ago. They did beat Seymour rather handily last week. B.C. Moore, for those who follow the statistical guru or whatever in the state, has the Falcons an 8.5-point favorite here at Sailing Field, where, or Sailing Athletic Complex, Epperly Field, where they have not lost. We would like to thank our sponsors for tonight's broadcast, including Farm Bureau agent John Fry, Great Western Bank, the Allard Lumber Company, Corydon State Bank, the Corydon Hy-Vee, Shivers Manufacturing, Rod Otto, the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home, People's Company, Flower Pot, Wayne County Hospital, MDL Insurance, and the Naughty Rock Motel. Deep to receive for the Falcons are on the far side of the field, Carson Kiefer. keeper, and the near side at the six is Trevor Wilson. The middle receivers are Dakota Lovett and Keaton Nickel. And your front four are Connor Runyon, Blake Baker, Kyle Andrews, and blocked from the far side up man. Mormon Trail set to go with your People's Company kickoff. Mormon Trail at Wayne. The ball is in the air, heading toward Carson and going out of bounds inside the 10. We'll see what the Falcons want to do with this. They're heading up toward the line of scrimmage, so I think they're just going to take the ball. And that appears to be what's going to happen. And when a kick goes out of bounds, again, an eight-player ball, 80-yard field, a touchback is spotted at 15, and a kick out of bounds at the 25. So from their own 25, Wayne will get the first snap of the game, and it will be to Moore. In shotgun formation, and it's a quarterback draw all the way up the middle, but no real gain there. And half a yard will give given to the 26, where it'll be second down for the Falcons, half a minute into this game. Now under center. Moore hands it off, going to the far side, and the ball appears to be loose. No ruling yet. I haven't seen the little beanbag thrown down. Trevor Wilson to the right side. No gain. Third and long for Wayne. Oh, I'm sorry, there is a gain on that play to the 31. It was a five-yard pickup, and this time the Falcons rush it on the right side. And Kiefer will pick up that first down. So five-yard pickup on second down by Wilson, and Kiefer gets it out to the 38. Seven-yard pickup, and that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at their own 38. Scoreless here, low snap, shotgun. Moore picks it up, and he's just going to run it to the right side, get that. The midfield flag comes down, and Trent is down just across the midfield stripe. It's going to be a hold against Wayne. And the flag sits as Wayne 36. They'll mark it from there. Ends up being a 12-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. And now from their own 26, it'll be first and long. Trips to the left, and it looks like somebody started a half step early. And the snap didn't go, so that'll back Wayne up five more. So much for cleaning up those penalties from last week. Wayne with two of them in their first possession. And so from their own 21, first and long, Wilson wide left. Baker in motion from the right. Pitches to Carson, heading this way, two hands on the ball. Goes out of bounds. And he's up. It'll be spotted at the 27. Given six. Couple carries for 13 yards on your MBL stat check for Carson Kiefer. Trips to the right. More under center. Baker comes, and the pass to the right side, incomplete, intended for Dakota Lovett. Moore's first pass falls to the turf. 10:15 to go in the first quarter. We're scoreless at Epperly Field. Ball's on the wing, 27. Second down, and they've got to get right here in front of me to the Mormon Trail, 33, for a first down. The pitch is to Carson to the short side of the field. Run around, and he'll have a short gain. Out just shy of the 35, it looks like. And at the 33, a gain of 6. It'll be fourth down and long for the Falcons, and Wilson in punt formation. Nobody deep for Mormon Trail. Now they're retreating. And it's a high punt that will land in at the 25, inside the 20, and will be down by Kyle Andrews at the 18. Mormon Trail will have the ball at their own 18. Punt return of 0. And the Saints will start right there with 9.5 minutes left in the first quarter of a scoreless game with a slight rain falling. It's a run play to the left and pushing the pile forward across the 20 are the Saints. Moore in on the tackle. He'll be up to the 23, just about 5 on that. Second down, handoff up the middle, bouncing it outside, and this will be a Saints first down, brought down and sliding along the near sideline in front of the Falcon bench. Keaton Nickel, I think that was Horton, the carrier, Dale Horton, and he'll have a first down for Mormon Trail. At the 37. 14-yard pickup, hand off to the left side, and Falcons having trouble in Mormon Trail again. Lane can stack them up, but then the pile just seems to push further. And now at the Wayne 37, so a gain of 6. Nearly 6 anyway, and this time takes the handoff to the first back, second one gets it, and not much there. Blade Baker finishes it, but Mitch Sinclair, the first one in on that one. And no gain there. Third and a long 4 for Mormon Trail. Handoff left side. Oh, he's going to have first down. Keaton Nickel, Trent Moore in on the tackle. Boy, that looks familiar. Been a year, but it looks the same. 8-yard pickup. Ball's at the Wayne 29. Mormon Trail and Falcons are scoreless. And off second back through. Up the middle. Slipping, falling forward. They're not trying anything around the end. But no passing attempts. They're not cutting. They're just going straight up the gut, seeing if they can push it right through the Falcon defense. And for 4 yards there, they did. Second down from the Wayne 25. Pitches it to the right side. It's Horton. Now he's trying to cut back. It sees a lot of black jerseys. Now comes out to the outside again. Round the corner as a blocker and falls down inside the 5. The Falcon defender pushed out of bounds. Horton will be spotted down inside the 5 at the, let's say the 2. It's inside the from the lane two, first and goal, up the middle, and the Mormon Trail players are signaling touchdown. The Falcons, or the officials, are saying second down. This will be from the one. Second and goal, Mormon Trail. Scoreless first quarter right now, 6:42 and counting to go in the first. Quarterback's going to keep this one up the middle himself, and this time they're signaling touchdown. One-yard touchdown run by the quarterback. Comes at 6:34, and the two-point attempt is a run up the middle, and it is also good. Your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt for Mormon Trail, successful. Falcons trail 8-0 with 6:34 left in the first, and that is not what we wanted to see. Wayne got the ball, got stopped. Mormon Trail got the ball and ran it every play right down the field. Touchdown. Home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They really are helping to make life great. The People's Company kickoff will come here with 6:34 left in the first quarter, and Mormon Trail leading Wayne 8-0. Need a big play to get things started. The high kick deep, fielded by keeper. Oh, drops it, picks it up inside the 5 at the 3, coming to the left side. Gets through the first guy, and out near the 20 will be Carson Kiefer. From the 18, Wayne will begin there. From their own 18, trailing by 8. Handoff, Carson, right side, pushing, driving, getting landed on by Big Andrew Reed. Out to the 22, a gain of 4. From the eye, the pitch is coming this way, and it's Carson, and he's going to get out near the 30, it looks like, before knocked down. And, sorry, picked up about 2 more. They're spotting that short of the 25, and it's right at the 25, so we'll give him 3. Third and 3 for Wayne. And I think that penalty is going to go against the Falcons. I'm sorry, no penalty. It is a timeout before the snap. And we have a Wayne County Hospital timeout here. Gordon Hy-Vee has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials. They have fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. Well, then, thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football over Wayne League, or Trails, Mormon Trail, 8-0 with 5:23 left in the first quarter. First quarter being brought to you by Farm Bureau agent John Fry in Corydon. Stop in, let John give you a quote for whatever you're in need of. He offers life, auto, home, and health insurance. Stop in and see what John can do for you. Tell him thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, a charter sponsor now in our 6th ball's in the left hash, just at the tip of the ball is right around the 25. And he'll be third down and about three for the Falcons. Dropping straight back is Moore, looking to pass. Rolling to his right. He might tuck it. He stiff arms the defender, dives for the first down marker. I think he's got it. Good running by Trent Moore. Falcon quarterback appears to have picked up a Farm Bureau first down. To the 29, a pick up of 4 for Trent, and that is a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at their own 29, trailing 8-0. 1 wide out to the right, and the back's in behind, Moore under center. Trying to draw more trail offsides, doesn't do it. Gives the handoff second back to his Carson. He's across the 30 out to the 32 or so. And they'll spot it at the 33 for Wayne. Pick up a 4 for Carson. Tight formation now, and Wilson and Baker flip-flop. Baker at tight end on the left side. The pitch is coming this way, and here comes Carson lowering his head, getting out near the 38. Last-second push by center Kyle Andrews, and that appears to be it's a gain, and it is a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons at midfield. Gain of 7 for Carson. His second first down pickup for the Falcons, moving the ball a little better with about 4 minutes left in the first quarter, and Wayne down by 8. Takes the handoff one way, gives it to Wilson going to the right. He's across midfield to the 37 or 8. Gain on the play of 2.5. Just shy of the Saint 37. We'll give him that little extra half yard. Nice run, Trevor. He stays in the backfield with Carson. And late at tight end. Pitches to Carson this way. He's going to be inside the 35, inside the 30, and brought down there. It's going to be another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons before Horton brings down Carson Kiefer. If you've got a Carson Kiefer on your team, you ride that horse. To the 27, a pickup of 10. And another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons as they get nearer the Rosado red zone. Pitches to Carson again to the left. Two hands it again, driving those legs inside the 25, down near the 20. They're going to spot it at the 20, gain of 7. It'll be 2nd and 3 from the St. 20. Misty rain falling, stiff breeze blowing from the north. Flags just about straight out. Very little furl. Trips to the right. Moore takes the snap, takes the pitch to the right, hands it off left. Wilson coming around the end. He's inside the 15, out of bounds. They are looking for Carson Kiefer on every play. And at the 13, a gain of 7 for Wilson. A nice run. And another Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Ryan McConaughey in at left guard. Wilson split out wide left on the near side of the field. Left hash. Hand off Carson. Right side, up the middle. He's going to have a short positive gain. Inside the 10, spotted at the 8, is ends up being 5. And we are in the Rods Auto red zone now. It is second down and five to go. Falcons can get first down inside the five. Rain picks up the intensity of it, and it's still blowing pretty hard. That's a soggy field was out there earlier, and the ball, the snap is bobbled by Moore in the rain as we're talking about it. You can understand fumbles like on the snaps now. The third down from the nine for Wayne. Trailing Mormon Trail, 8-0. Moore pitches it. Carson has it. Running left. He loses the first two guys. Falls down on the ground. The ball comes out. Not sure if they're going to rule it down. Okay, they are going to call it a fumble, but it was recovered by the Falcons' Kyle Andrews at the four. 5-yard pickup. So five more for Carson, and the Falcons have it fourth and short, and Moore will keep it himself, and he looks to have a yard. That's all he needed. It is going to be a first down, Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons on the quarterback keeper by Trent Moore. Pushing the ball forward to the two. First and goal for the Falcons in the Rods Auto Red Zone from the Mormon Trail 2 with the Saints leading the Falcons 8-0 with 42 seconds left in the first quarter. Jacking the box, Mormon Trail, handoff to Carson. He's into the flower pot end zone. Plants one in there, and a 2-yard touchdown by Carson Kiefer has brought the Falcons within a pair. Change the color on that, and 2-yard touchdown for Carson Kiefer with 39 seconds left. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt with Keith Nichols split out wide to the left. Baker in motion from the right. Pitches it back to Carson. He's in the end zone. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt by Carson Kiefer is converted. And he gets two more and ties the score at eight with 39 seconds to go here in quarter number one. From the Sailing Athletic Complex, Epperly Field in court, and we are knotted at eight as the first quarter has just 39 seconds left in it. Gordon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive security measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Gordon State Bank, security for your online banking. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon football. Your People's Company kickoff is about to happen. Trevor Wilson tees it at the 30. Again, eight-player ball. Kickoff from the 30. Touchbacks at the 15. Don't expect one tonight. Mormon Trail's deep receiver stands at their own 10. Falcons kicking into the wind and the rain. It's a low line drive, ground ball, out of bounds at the 23. Each team scoring on their last possession, Mormon Trail. They'll make a decision here. The rain, you know, good to be in the press box. The rain looks kind of miserable. It's a lot colder than it was in week one when the Falcons maybe they're going to force Wayne to kick again into the wind. Week one was much warmer. Tonight, cooler and windy and rainy. Not a good night, but if you're looking for construction service and supply from small hand tools to lumber, Allerton Lumber Company has what you need for your next project. Stop in at 220 North Central Avenue in Corydon. give them a call, 873-4124. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, where we are at 8-8 with 38 seconds left. Quarter number one, ball teed down very low at a funky angle. This could be a knuckleball attempt, and it is, and it's bouncing, and it's wet, and Mormon Trail falls on it at their own 35 with no return. Saints will put it in play from the 35. All your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rob's Auto in Corydon. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want and mount them, balance them for you. If you need to fix a flat, call Rod, 610 West Maple Street in Corydon. Hand off up the middle for Mormon Trail. He's going to get out across the 35. Flag comes down from the Mormon Trail backfield. Whistle clearly blue. Mormon Trail player heading down the left sideline with the ball. And we await the preliminary signal, as the officials confer, it is a hold against Mormon Trail. Hold on first down. Give Rod Dotto a call, 872-2338, 641-872-2338. And the flag is waved off, so the play must be as well, and we will get an explanation here as the referee heads over to the Falcon sideline to explain it to Coach Elliott. I'm wondering if the flag may have been waved off because something would have prevented the play from ever happening. So there is no hold. There is no first down play. It is first and 10 for Mormon Trail from their own 35 with the score tied at 8. Saints hand off. The second back through. Running to the left. Ball's on the turf. Falcons may have it. No signal. Falcon ball at the 33. And that is a turnover and a great Western Bank, great play for the Falcon defense. Didn't get a number, but saw a silver helmet diving. From the trail, 33. Falcons have the ball with 25 seconds left into the wind, and rain is just beating down on these guys. But I'm dry. You're dry. That's all that matters. Pitches it back to Carson Kiefer coming this way. Gets a block. Gets inside the 30. Blade Baker with a nice block gets Carson down to about the 28. That's a pickup of the long five. And it's second down for Wayne. On the move, but out of time in the first quarter. It is 8-8 at the quarter break. And they'll switch sides, and then we'll get back at it. And if you need to get at it in the Corydon area, the Naughty Rock Motel takes pride in keeping the rooms clean and comfortable and giving you the best service. Free Wi-Fi, flat screen TVs, and refrigerators in each room. Rooms are very reasonable, and you can call them at 641-872-2533 for more details, or go to the website at naughtyrockmotel@yahoo.com to book a room. From the Mormon Trail, 28, it'll be second down for the Falcons. And they are the first team to break huddle and head back to the field of action. Wayne now moving from north to south with the rain at their backs. I was told earlier that you'll know that the rain has stopped when the wind picks up, and the wind's been blowing pretty good the whole night. Baker in motion. Pitches it back to Carson, running this way. Gets through, but slips. and dives near the 20. It's going to be, they're stopping it. They may want to measure. The ball is near a first down yardage, but they're not going to bring out the chains, and it's going to be, it is, from the 21, we'll call it. Gain of 7 on the play for Carson and a Farm Bureau first down. And now from the 21, Baker in motion to the left. Pitch to Carson to the right. Stutter step. Jets through. Gets tackled in the Saint backfield somewhere near the 10. But a nice run for Carson on first down. 9-yard pickup. Call it the 11.5, the 12-yard line. We're in the Rodzado red zone. Falcons trying to take the lead. Hand off to the right. And, big hit as the back was laying on his back. Carson, inside the 10, it'll be a first and goal for the Falcons. Farm Bureau first down at the 6. Moore under center. Takes the handoff to Baker. Gives it to Carson. Heading up the gut near the 5. First and goal from the 6. Carson. We'll get it to the 5. Second and goal for Wayne. Scores tied at 8. Andrews, the center, snaps it to Moore. Moore pitches it to the left. Carson trying to get outside. Well played by Horton. And I would say no positive game. Third and goal for Wayne. We'll still call it the 5. Wilson in, Troy Arnold out. And I think we're going to get the Wayne County Hospital timeout on this play. Hey, your local auctioneer and agent for People's Company is Jared Chambers. Contact Jared at 641-414-0234. Give you that number again in a minute. People's Company is a leading provider of agricultural land brokerage, land auctions, land management, land appraisal, and land investing services in the Midwest. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. Jared's a proud sponsor of Falcon Football, and you can reach him again at 414-0234 in the 641. For all your floral needs, contact Flower Pot in Corydon. They're your full-service floral and gift shop on the square in Corydon. 641-872-3600, 872-3600 for all your floral and gift needs. The Floral Pot, tell them, thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football, where we are knotted at 8 with 10:20 left in the second quarter. The towel is on the ball, and now they'll take it off. Start the 25-second clock. Falcons break the huddle on the sidelines and head straight out into formation. With Baker in front of Carson in the backfield, both behind Trent Moore, the quarterback, who's under center, and he takes it, fakes the handoff to Carson, rolls to the right, looking to throw in the end zone. Complete! Touchdown, Falcons! Flower Pot touchdown to Keaton Trevor Wilson. So, 5-yard touchdown pass. From number 8 to number 6. Gives the Falcons a touchdown with 10:15 left in the second quarter. And the Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt. Pitches it. Carson running to the right, fighting into the end zone. Touchdown, 2-point run for number three. And the Falcons have a 16-8 lead over Mormon Trail with 10:15 to go in the second quarter. Send that back to the studio. How do you like that, Gail? Okay, a 5-yard touchdown pass to number six. And we will have a People's Company kickoff here in just a moment. The Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt was good. And the staff members at Thomas Randolph Funeral Home will guide you and your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. It can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Your People's Company kickoff. Wilson Mute fielded inside the 10 at about the 6, running up the far sideline, and a good return out over the 20. Hale hit. Mormon Trail will start at their own 24, trailing lane, 16-8, right here on KIICradio.com. Stream 4, the Quattro. Falcon defense not looking to run. They're all up in the box, and the handoff up the middle and stripping toward the ball, but can't get it. Going to be a gain of one or so. Lear jets it out to the 25, gain of one. 9:45 here in the first half, and we do have at Hy-Vee halftime an interview coming up that you won't want to miss. Pitches it back to the near side, coming for the sideline and getting through the first defender. Tackled in front of the Falcon bench, can't see who did it. Baker gets up from the area, Carson as well, and Isaiah Bradford right there. It'll be third down for Mormon Trail. From the 32. Got to get to the 34, long two left, handoff second back through, stacked up, it's going to be close. Now the Falcons pushing him back, but he'll have forward progress. I don't know that I would say the odds are pretty good that's going to be a first down. No, they're not even going to measure. That's the ball's just shy of the 34. But it'll be fourth and one, Mormon Trail's ball, and behind that big line, you know, you've got to like their odds of getting a yard. Unless maybe a fumbled snap or something. Falcons digging in defensively. And the running back took off a little bit early. That's going to be costly. That's a costly penalty when you got a big, strong offensive line, big, strong quarterback, running back. You need 1 yard in the mud. You like their chances, but now it's fourth and five for the Saints. Great Western Bank, great play. Low snap on the punt attempt, chasing it back inside the 15, and now running to the right side, cutting it back, and Falcons having trouble bringing him down, but do so at around the 20. It's a loss on the play. It's a turnover. Turnover on down, Falcon ball. 7:57 to go. That is a Great Western Bank. Great play by the Falcons. Fumbled punt snap. Turnover on down. Falcon ball at the 19. Pitches it to the right. Carson trying to get outside. He's hit by big number 84, James Evans. So it's going to be second down on the 18. This time the pitch is to the left to Carson. Fakes, cutting it in, goes outside, flag down on the play. No indication yet, but I'd say that's going to be a hold against Wayne. And that'll back the Falcons up. Penalty hold. Back to the 26. Bigger drops of rain falling hard. 8-yard penalty to the 26. Second down long for the Falcons in the driving rain. Dropping straight back is Moore. He's looking to throw. He's going deep. He's got a receiver. It's a touchdown. Keaton Nichols, flower pot touchdown from Trent Moore in a pouring rain on a soggy field. And two touchdown passes in the first half by Trent Moore. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt after the 26-yard touchdown pass. Moore to Nichols, pitching it back to the right side. Carson Kiefer diving for the end zone, just short. So your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is no good, but Wayne now leads 22-8 with 7:18 to go in quarter number two. And the cheerleaders in their rain ponchos still have the pep out on the lonely, cold, wet track when driving that rain into their faces. And they are excited, and they have reason to. It is miserable out on the field and beautiful here in the press box. The grass is green under my feet, and I am dry. This is nothing could be finer than watching a football game like this. People's Company kickoff coming up at 7:18 left in quarter number two with Wayne now ahead 22-8. Wilson boots it to the near sideline. It's going to bound and bounce into the end zone. That's a touchback. That's a good play. Kickoff return, touchback, 15-yard line for Mormon Trail. Trailing Wayne. I'm told there's a weather delay in the Eddyville game tonight. So we have Gale's undivided attention for a while, and at 7:18, let's take advantage of it. It is pouring down rain. Run to the right side. And open field tackle, is that Moore or Wilson? Wilson it is, and good open field tackle on the left side of that Saint line. Gets it across the 15 out to, let's call it the 18, gain of 3. Mormon Trail has 2nd and 7. I'd say it's coming down in sheets, but it's all just one big wet mess. Run to the right side, nothing doing, flag down on the play. Short, short gain for Mormon Trail, if anything. All still, flag's going to be against the Falcons. Let's see if it was, it looks like the 5-yard variety. Ball's out to the 23, where it's now 2nd and short for Mormon Trail. And they do trail 22-8 to the Falcons. No threat to pass from the Saints. And handoff left side. He's going to probably have first down yardage, but he is tackled there by Bradford and keeper. Nice defense, but it was a short gain needed, and that's what they got. So ball's at the 27, gain of four there. Handoff up the middle, Mormon Trail. Players standing, Falcons stand it up, get the whistle, blowing it dead. Sometimes when you've got more bodies to throw at them, you can wear them down, but this gets it out to close to the 30. The second down and seven for Mormon Trail. Wayne up 22-8. Hands it off to the second back, trying to cut it back. Short gain, if any, standing around the 30-31 is the official. Put it at the 31. Third down for Mormon Trail from their own 31. Need to get out to, what, about 37, 38 yard line? Handoff. Big back coming at you. Stacking them up, though, the Falcons. Linebackers do their job. Line comes, helps. Pete Nickel finishes the push. And the tackle will come short of the 35. Just across the 34, we'll call it that. Gain of three. And it's fourth down, Mormon Trail, about 3 yards to go. Nobody's thinking punt right now. And the pitch to the near side, coming to the sidelines, out of bounds. Looks to be enough for Lear. And it will be a Saints first down. And they're going to spot it all the way up to the 39, gain of about five. Run their own 39. Ah, come on, the rain's lightning. No, don't say lightning. It is letting up a little bit and running to the left side, spinning, but not getting anything. Is, I believe, Lear again. I'm sorry, Horton. Wilson was there, and good play by the Falcons defense. Loss of about a foot or two on that one, but we'll call it a gain of zero. So from their own 39 still. Second and 10, Mormon Trail, 4:15 and counting till halftime. Handoff coming this way. Hit around midfield and brought down. Wilson in on that one again. Mr. Wilson. But the ball is across the midfield stripe in Falcon territory now. And it's right at the 40. Not a real favorable spot, I didn't think, there. And we'll have a Wayne County Hospital timeout as the rain, again, letting up a little bit. Maybe they're hoping that take a Wayne County Hospital timeout and it'll stop. But I don't know. Wayne appears to have weathered the storm so far. And Wayne County Hospital and Clinic System provides complete quality health care services for your family, caring for generations, Wayne County Hospital. MDL Insurance is committed to providing premium quality insurance products coupled with the best customer service available. Building lasting relationships with our customers is the number one goal of MDL. Developed around the idea of continuation, the MDL name is a symbol of protection and care. 604 West Jefferson in Corydon. Call 641-872-1616 for more information. 872-1616, MDL Insurance. And resetting this right now, 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Wayne ahead 22-8 here at the Sailing Athletic Complex, Epperly Field. The rain has subsided down to about what it was at the beginning of the game, a misdirection play. taking the handoff, throwing it over the middle, and it's going to be complete inside the Falcon 30 for a Saints first down. Here I tell you, they're not going to pass. They're not going to pass. What do they do? Pass. And put it at the Wayne 31. Wayne 26. 27. And counting. A pass play plus 13. First down. Saints. Falcon 27. Handoff. Coming left. Inside the 25. Stacked up. It's Lear. And Kyle Andrews gets the final push for the Falcons, saying, you're going down to the ground one way or another. Troy Arnold coming in. Mitch Sinclair gets a breather. Coming around 3 minutes now. 3 yard gain. Second down, 7 for the Saints from the Falcon 24, with Wayne up 22-8. We're under 3 to go until halftime. And we do have a halftime interview for you at the ID halftime. Takes the handoff, takes another one, throwing it through the right side and complete. And into the end zone on the far sideline, the northeast corner. And Mormon Trail just lobbed the pass up, and he outran the defender. 24-yard pass play for a score. Mormon Trail with 2:34 left in the second quarter, bringing Mormon Trail a little bit closer, but giving the Falcons enough time to score of their own. The Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt is a pitch to the left, and the big back is coming in. He's going to be able to force his way in for two. Lear. And so now we're looking at 22-16 in favor of the Falcons. We will send that back to the studio. 2:34 And make sure that after the conclusion of the Falcons, you you might want to check out stream one, where the Albia game, if it's not over. It'll be nearly over, and then you can listen to all the scores from around Southern Iowa and Central Iowa as we get set for a People's Company kick return here. And Albion North Polk to have a delayed start. And I see several weather delays. Clark leading Centerville 6-0. We'll get you more here in just a minute. First gear, People's Company kick. Mormon Trail tees it up to 30, ground ball up the middle, and fielded at the 18. Coming this way is Carson. He's got his chance. Gets out near midfield and goes down right around the Saint 39. Had a little bit of a lane there. And what did I say? Fielded at the 18. Text me at 641-870-4469 if it was something other than the 18. But he's to the 39, so 23. And pitches it back to Carson now on the left side. Stutter steps, gets him a few more yards. He's out around first down yardage, and the stack up begins inside the 30. I think that's going to be Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons, for Carson Keeper. And whenever there's traffic, he's got both hands on the ball. You got to like that. Spotted at the 26, so a 16-yard gain and a Farm Bureau first down. Or a 13-yard gain. Fumbled snap. Moore just falls on it. 13-yard gain on carries on first down for Carson. It was a Farm Bureau first down, and ball's now at the 27. Second down, Falcons, and the pitch to the near side is onto the turf, and Carson Kiefer knocked in the back. I think there's going to be a penalty against Mormon Trail. Carson was going for the ball and pushed in the back by the Saints player as he was nearing the ball. It was clearly in his numbers in the back of his jersey. Well, number, he's only got one. And that's right when that happened was when the flag flew. Carson discussed it with himself for not catching the pitch, taking off gloves there, too soaked. And it will be a penalty against Mormon Trail and marked off from where the fumble, the ball lay on the turf. And I think that's 10 yards from there. So now it is spotted inside the 20, or at the 21 is where I guess we're going to start. And not sure with the chains. It must be very short to go. Oh, it's the Saints ball, but they blocked Carson in the back. Mormon Trail gets the ball at their own 21. All right, let's make some sense out of it. So it is a fumble for the Falcons. But they do get a penalty on the play because Carson was pushed in the back. On the return, they did not yet have possession, but it's ruled a return. And a 6-yard pickup to the 27. From their own 27, Mormon Trail ball, second and four. Under a minute to go in the half. It is Horton running right, waits for a block, gets it. He's going to be right around first down yardage and then stood straight up on a Pallet and Lumber Company. Big hit there. I think he's going to have a first down, but we'll see where they put it. Chain Gang picks him up and moves him, so it'll be first down for Mormon Trail with 33 seconds to go. And they'll put the ball at a very muddy 32. From their own 32. From the gun. A high snap, but a handoff. And coming this way, read well by, I think, Bradford. Helped with from Nickel on the tackle, but Isaiah Bradford with a good play by the defensive end for the Falcons, and Mormon Trail will have it at their own 35. And I think we have Wayne County Hospital timeout, a 3-yard pickup. Second down with 27 seconds to go. Hey, don't forget about this donkey baseball stuff. A Donkey Baseball Fundraiser, Tuesday, September 29, 7 p.m., Wayne County Fairgrounds Arena, Seymour versus Corydon. Advance tickets are $6, $8 if you get them at the gate. Preschool and under are free. Times go to the Seymour Campground and the Corydon Lighting Project. If interested in participating, call Lou Peck during the day at 641-872-5259 or at home, 872-1373. Donkey Baseball. Baseball and donkeys. From their own 35, Mormon Trail, and Falcons have fumbled a three or four times, only lost the one, but this is the one, and 27 seconds until half. Let's see if it comes back to hurt them. They had the ball on the Mormon Trail side of the field, and now they don't. From the gun, Trail, it's a quarterback run all the way to the right side. He's got blockers in front of him, hits the sideline, flag down late, out of bounds. It might be a late hit. But he stopped short of the 40. penalty against Wayne, and that should be a first down for Mormon Trail. Got to clean up that kind of stuff, guys. And they're starting to mark off from about the their own 38. That's a 15-yarder. Personal foul to the So from the Wayne 27. With 19 seconds, Mormon Trail going to probably try these runs toward the sidelines, and has a blocker in front of him. It's going to be Horton spinning back. Troy Arnold is there and gets blocked inside. And spinning around again, coming to the near sideline. His own player knocks him down, but not before Keaton Nickel had his arms around him. Blade Baker in on the tackle as well. And the halftime clock has run out on a long run for a 5-yard loss. He ran 25 yards to lose 5. And we are at half with Wayne leading 22-16. At the half, let's send that back to the studio. 22-16. And the rain is nearly, if not imperceptible at the moment. And we are going to see what we can do to queue up some halftime interview recorded earlier today. Go ahead and give it to Mormon Trail here in the third quarter. And Matty B approaches and boots a low bouncer and fielded at the 14 and coming forward to the 25 and banged down there by Ben Saunders. Is Kale hit for the Saints. They'll spot it. And we're underway in the second half. 7 seconds in, Wayne holding on to a 6-point lead. Defense is adjusting. Mormon Trail at the line. Handoff, running left. Across the 25, across the 30. Brett Lear's out near first down yardage. They'll spot it at the 34, and they will give him a first down. So from their own 34, first and 10 on one play, Mormon Trail has it. The snap, handoff, running left. They stacked up short of the 35. Lear again to the left side. Matty B in on that tackle. Falcon uniforms are not muddy because they're just so wet. You can't gain of a yard. Can't get them dirty. From their own 35, second and 9. Mormon Trail, trailing Wayne by 6. Pitch coming this way. Stopping, and Mitch Sinclair slows down the runner, forces him back inside, and with some help from his linebacker buddies, Wilson in on that one. Blade Baker, I think, was the primary tackler. Gain of 2. From their own 37, third down, Mormon Trail. Takes the handoff. Now the quarterback and running back run into each other, and Lear will get out near midfield, maybe across. Sinclair in the area there. Baker again right there. Ball's on the 40. fourth and, I'd say a good four and a half yards. Pitch, left, Lear, first down, brought down around the Falcon 30. Ball's just outside the 30. First down, Mormon Trail from, we'll call it the Falcon 30. And, stutter step, but that one cost him as the Falcons grabbed him from behind. Matty B on that one. The running back got to the line, stuttered, and Matt grabbed him, took him down. And ball will be at the Falcon 28, gain of two. Handoff, Lear to the left, and following a blocker, gets three or four more. Ball's at about the 23. Third down, Mormon Trail. Hand off Lear to the left, bouncing it out and pushed out of bounds. Near the marker, nope, past the marker. That's a first down, Mormon Trail. Well, we've seen this one a lot over the last couple of years. At the 20. Mormon Trail, handoff Lear to the left. Lear is going to pick up a few and be shut down with a 3 or 4 yard gain. Why don't we just go ahead and call the next play too? Lear running to the left side, trying to get around the end, I think. Let's give him four. From the Falcon 16, here we go. Takes the handoff, gives it to Horton to the right side now, going all the way back, trying to run the line of scrimmage, but Carson's too fast for that. Going to be a gain. We're going to have third and two coming up. Three or four yard gain from the 12 now. Third and two, Mormon Trail. Trailing Wayne by six. Handoff, Lear, left. Jersey grab, stacking him up, driving his legs real close. He's inside the 15 down. It is a first down. He's inside the 10. And that'll be goal to go for Mormon Trail. From the 8. Handoff. Oh, ball's on the turf. And quarterback was stretching out as far as he could, and the running back was still half a yard outside of that. I'm not sure, but they didn't gain a yard, though, anyway. Yeah. Second and goal from the 8 for Mormon Trail. Wayne leads 22-16 and 7 minutes left here in the third quarter. At Epperly Field in court and handoff. Horton up the middle. Spun around, dropped. Shy of the 5, but not by much. We will call it the 5. Third and goal. Matt Bellin at the nose. Kyle Andrews. Isaiah Bradford. I'm sorry, Bellin now at the end. Mitch Sinclair in there as well. So four down linemen for the Falcons. And this handoff, Lear going outside. Mitch, he gets away and cuts it back inside. I think he's going to be into the end zone. Oh, Mitch on the far side. Reach for him, got a little bit of a stiff arm, and the wet jersey just slipped away. .616 left in the third. The Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt for the lead is going to be stacked up short. And we're not it again, this time at 22. 6:16, they ate up half the third quarter clock with the wind at their back, but they ended up with 6 points, and Mormon Trail has tied the game at 22. Great Western Bank reminds you that a home might be the single largest investment you'll ever make. That's why it's so important to work with someone you trust, like a mortgage loan specialist from Great Western Bank. They are helping to make life great. Once again, we appreciate our Hy-D halftime guest, Rebecca Roberts, the head cross-country coach for both the boys and girls teams. Good luck to them in this upcoming week. Hy-D has a helpful smile in every aisle. Check out their weekly specials, fresh meat, vegetables, and produce for you and your family. Whether you're packing lunches or fixing family meals, you can find it at your local employee-owned Hy-Vee in Corydon. People's Company kickoff is coming. And here it is. Mormon Trail approaches it, boots a low bouncer, and fielded at the 30 by Keaton Nickel, and he will get not much there. It's hard when you're picking up a wet ball at your ankles. But the Falcons have the ball. Two-yard pickup. And from their own 32, with 6:10 to go in the third, Wayne will take the ball. Tied at 22, Wilson wide right. Ball's on the left hash. Backs in the eye. More pitches. Kiefer to the right side. Gets around out near midfield. Across midfield. That'll be a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. And ball's now at the Mormon Trail 36. So 8-4 is a 12-yard pickup there for Carson Kiefer on first down. And now from the Mormon Trail, 36. Carson, this way, he's got some room around the edge inside the 30. It loots it at the 20, 15, 10, 5, push to the corner. Got to be a signal here. Pylon's on the ground. The official slipped on the wet turf. Touchdown, Falcons. Throw a putt, touchdown of 36 yards for Carson Kiefer around the left end. And the Falcons have the lead once again. The official slipped on the turf as Carson got to the goal line. Pylon went flying. That is a touchdown, Wayne, at 5:43 here in the third. Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt to the right side is into the end zone. Kiefer runs it in. And that gives the Falcons a 30-22 lead with 5:43 to go. We are one of the few games being played right now, I understand. There are a lot of weather delays out there. But we're glad you're with us. Hope that you're safe wherever you're at. I got the best seat in the house. I'm at the North 33. It's warm. I got the window open, and, you know, the poor cheerleaders out there in the rain giving it all they got and helping their team along. Falcons with the lead, 30-22, 5:43 to go. Matt Bellin teeing it up, and again, laying the ball basically flat, horizontally on the kicking tee at the 30. Carson Kiefer might have been upset that he was not named Shivers Manufacturing Player of the first half and taking it out on the Saints here. A dribbler ground ball fielded at the 25 and brought back by Lear around the left side midfield and into Falcon territory. Bradford and Stetson Baker in on that one. And from the Wayne, 37 and a half. We'll call it the 37. Saints. Handoff. Lear to the left side. Into, it's going to get about 5-6. Down somewhere around the 30. Give him 7 to the 30. 5:15 and rolling here in the third. Wayne up 30-22 over the Mormon Trail Saints. And Horton runs into his own man. Bradford grabs him. Nice play, Isaiah Bradford. Great Western Bank, great play there. And I'd say a loss on the play. Third down, Saints from the 31. Handoff, Lear, left side. He's going to probably have a first down inside the 30. Mormon Trail is moving the chains. From the Falcon, what, 26? Handoff Lear to the left. Around the corner, flag goes down. Lear out of bounds near the first down marker, but the flag from the defensive backfield. Thrown into the middle of the pack there, and often that is a block in the back or a hold. Couldn't tell if it looked like a block in the back with the call. Yeah, it's going to be against Mormon Trail. And on the first down game, they're going to back them up. I think that's a 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Okay, ball sits at Falcon 33, so altogether it's a loss of 7, spotted from the foul, and it'll be first and long. Handoff, Lear to the left. Stiff arms his way free, doesn't get back to the original line. In fact, he only gets to the 30. Second down, Mormon Trail. 14 or 15 to go for a first. Fakes the handoff to the first back. The Horton coming to the right side. Flag down on the play. Two Falcons in on the tackle. In front of the Falcon bench, one was Keaton Nickel, the other was Blade Baker. And the penalty will go against Mormon Trail. I would say Keaton was there first, but Blade was closing hard, and I'm sure they'll share a tackle, but both were instrumental in bringing Horton to the ground. Mormon Trail will back up 10 from just inside the 30, so it'll still be in Falcon territory, but at the 38, Second and long. Cheerleaders wanting some noise and getting it from the Falcon fans here from the Wayne 38. Double fake. Under pressure. Going down is the quarterback at the 35. Bradford pushing his way in. I think actually it was a slip. But a sack all the way back to the Mormon Trail, 34. Eight-yard loss on the play, and it's third and a bunch. Mormon Trail on their own side of the field have to get inside about the 15. Running play to the left, it's Lear. He's got past midfield and out of bounds in front of his own bench, which is pretty thin right now. Not a big roster for the Saints. The Falcon 37. Fourth down for Mormon Trail, trailing the Falcons 30-22. Wind blowing at their backs. Mormon Trail dropping back to pass. Quarterback now under a little bit of pressure, rolls to the left, throws it deep. And knocked away by Keith Nickel, almost intercepted by Blade Baker. Incomplete pass, turnover on down. Great Western Bank, great play for the Falcons. Getting the ball at their own 37, leading by 8 with 3:14 to go. Now, Wilson splitting out to the right. Moore settling the troops. McConaughey in there. Bradford on the offensive line. Pitches it back. Carson coming this side. Stopping, going up the a small seam. Not enough room to accelerate greatly, but he does get it across midfield. Gets it out to the 37. Give him 6. But it's at the 5.5, 6-yard gain. Now, Moore under center. Hands off to Carson. Now coming to the left side. He's at the 30. He stops, pushes, has room. He's inside the 20, 15, 10. Into the Florida pot. End zone. Touchdown, Falcons. Oh, yeah, baby. 37-yarder for Carson Kiefer, asserting himself on what might be a tired Mormon Trail team. 37-yard touchdown run with 2:29 to go. And your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt coming up for the Falcons. Leading right now, 36-22. Moore trying to change of play, perhaps at the line, telling Baker what he wants him to do. Now, settling in under center. Moore takes the handoff to Kiefer, throws it into the end zone. Incomplete. So we're at 36-22 Wayne with 2:29 left in the third. Okay, 36-22, 2:29 left in the third. The Falcons out to what is a 14-point lead. But now, this may be a case where if you don't turn the ball over and you keep the hammer down on offense, they can win this game. But they really want to win by 13 or more. Playoff implications weeks down the road, perhaps. Mormon Trail is a team that can compete with anybody if they play their game and keep shoving that ball down your throat. They can win games, but if the Falcons, their only loss was by 6 points last week, and that point differential can come into play on ties. So we'll wait and see. The People's Company kickoff And I think that's Wilson doing it again. Fielded at the 14 and coming straight up the middle is Lear, and he's across the 30 and brought down at the 34. Sorry, got tail hit. Another defensive stop would be great here, but the Falcons will try doing that from the Mormon Trail 34. Carson Keeper with a bunch of yards here. We'll get an MDL stat check in a minute. Billy Harris! Trevor Wilson, Carson Keeper. Speak softly and carry a Carson Keeper. But it is a gain on the play out to the Falcon 37. Or to the Saints 37. And now the handoff to the left, up the middle to midfield, and brought down by several Falcons on that one. Mitch Sinclair, one of the first to grab him. Late Baker and Carson Keeper were right there as well. We're at a minute and a half to go in the third. Ball's at midfield. Third down for the Saints and about four to go. Falcon line and linebackers digging in. And the quarterback, loses the ball, dropping back to pass, and falls on it wisely at the 31. Bradford and Sinclair applying the pressure. Loss of 9 on the play, and it is fourth down and about 13 for Mormon Trail at their own 31. They are in punt formation, but nobody deep for the Falcons with 35 seconds left in the third. Carson will retreat. This is where, you know, Mormon Trail's a good, disciplined, well-coached team. They're not a flashy team. They've got good athletes and big kids, good size. But I don't know that they have a trick play here. And so they do punt it, and Carson will let it go, and it will. That's a good punt. That's a good punt. Inside the Falcon 10 and out of bounds. Just outside the 10. Punt to the Wayne 10. And the Falcons have the ball back with 22 seconds left in this third quarter. Hand off Carson coming this way, trying to get around the corner. Going to get a few yards, but he's out to about the 14, 15-yard line. And that should end the third quarter. At the 13, so a gain of 3 for Carson. Oh, that's not the 13, that's the 18. Gain of 8 for Carson. And your third quarter score is 36-22. Wayne. And they'll begin the fourth with the ball at their own 18. Second and short. Into three quarters, and your Falcons have the lead. A quick MDL stat check brought to you by MDL Insurance in Corydon. That is now 5 carries in this second half for Carson. Is that right? Had a 12-yard run to in the first drive, and then a 36-yard touchdown run. Second drive had a 6-yard gain, and then a 37-yard touchdown run. And an 8-yard run here to open things up. Falcons have the ball to their own 18. So 73, 85, 91, 99 yards here in the second half so far. He's up around 200 again. I think that puts him over 200, but Moore pitches it. Carson, stuttering, driving, getting maybe a yard. Moore trail stacks him up pretty well. Just hard to keep those legs doing anything when you're giving up, you know, 30, 40 pounds and you're trying to do it in mud. But a gain of one. We'll make third and a yard from the Falcon 19. Big play here, 11:28 and counting. Handoff, Carson up the middle. He's got first down yardage and goes down at the 23 or so. That'll be a Farm Bureau first down. Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons on the 4-yard pickup for Carson. And I hope Mormon Trail is hungry because they're going to get a steady diet of Carson Kiefer over the next 11 minutes. Here's the handoff up the middle for number 3 and nothing much there. Maybe a yard. Well defended by the Saints interior line. Reese Myers on the tackle. Gets it just across the 25. Two-yard gain. Second and 8 for the Falcons. 10:40 to go here in third. Tight formation. Ball on the turf. Moore falls on it. That was either a naked bootleg to the right or maybe you just lost it, but there wasn't anybody there to hand it to. Call it back at the 23. It'll be third and 10. Ten minutes to go. Receivers each direction. Love it to the near side. Moore dropping straight back, looking over the middle. Complete. And it's first down yardage and down at the 35. Oh, that's Trevor Wilson. Kid's tough as nails. Tough as nails. Pass number 8 to number 6. 12-yard pickup in a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. Yeah, you got to like that. And the clock continues to roll. 9:45 and counting. Falcons up by 14 and the ball in the fourth. Moore under center. Pitches it left. It's Carson. Stops up the middle. Flagged late. Gets it about to the 39. Flags it about the 38. The official is standing at about the 38. Ball is in one of their hands. I don't know. It didn't look like the area where it might be a hold. It may be a face mask on the tackle. It is a. It is against Mormon Trail. And they're going to mark it from the end of the run. It's a personal foul from the Falcon 38, so I guess give Carson a 3-yard pickup. And then 15 more. And ball's at the Mormon Trail 27. First and 10 with the Falcons. Farm Bureau First Down brought to you by John Pryor, Farm Bureau agent in Corydon. 9:29 to go. Pitch to the right. Carson, two hands on the ball. Woman Trail played that one pretty well and kept it contained inside. Didn't let him get out. James Evans on the tackle. I'd say lost maybe of a yard on the play to the 28. But just keep that clock moving. We're under 9. Baker in motion to the left. Pitches to the left to Carson, and he will cut it back up and get back the yard he lost on the previous play and maybe another. Two-yard pickup to the 26. Third and long for Wayne. 8:15 now left in the game. 14-point lead in the ball on the Mormon Trail side of the field. Handoff. Carson up the middle, bouncing it to the left, and he's going to be near first down chains. And they will move those chains as Carson Kiefer picks up the necessary real estate. If you're looking for some ag real estate, contact Jared Chambers. So to the 16, a gain of 10 there. It's Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons. They are in the Rod's Auto red zone, and we're looking for some more points. And that could crush the spirit. The rain has stopped. Mormon Trail has to look on the bright side there. Handoff up the middle. Carson driving 7-8 yards before he's brought down inside the 10. The ball will be, I'd say at the 7, maybe a gain of 9. Second and short for Wayne as we approach 7 minutes left in the game. 14-point lead. Fumbled snap. Mormon Trail picks it up. Ball sits at the... At the 8. Missed opportunity there for the Falcons, but at the 6:59 mark here in the fourth quarter, we have a stoppage in play for Wayne County Hospital timeout with the Falcons leading 36-22 over Mormon Trail. Take your grain drying to a higher level with the Shivers Performance System. No other drying method matches the performance of Shivers end-to-end continuous counterflow drying. Stay tuned after the game. We will name the Shivers Manufacturing Player of the Game. Player of the first half was Trent Moore. What a big second half so far for Carson Kiefer. Is going to provide some competition. Corydon State Bank considers the security of your financial information a top priority. They take extensive measures to ensure a safe and reliable online experience for their customers. Corydon State Bank, security for your online banking. Falcon defense is out there. Mormon Trail will have the ball at their own 8, trailing the Falcons 36-22. We will have an MDL stat check for you, update, at the conclusion of this play, perhaps. Mormon Trail lining up, 6:59 to go in the fourth. Shotgun formation, and it's a quarterback run all the way to the right side. Gain of 4 or 5 on the play before going out of bounds on the Saint sideline. I'd say maybe a gain of 6. on their own 14, second down, Mormon Trail, funky formation with a big hole in the middle of it. And there will be another Wayne County Hospital timeout. For all your auto repair needs, including general repair, brakes, and tune-ups, call Rod's Auto in Corydon. Looking for new tires? Rod can get you the tires you want and mount and balance them for you. Or if you need to fix a flat, contact Rod's Auto at 610 West Maple in Corydon. Rod's Auto can get you and your vehicle back on the road again. Call Rod 872-2338, 641-872-2338. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. MDL's Cat Check, we have Carson Cooper with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 carries so far in the second half. Well over 100 second half yards, and well over 200 now for the game, which he averages. Again, the funky formation, and it's a quarterback draw all the way. They split three or four guys out to the left side. I don't know who they are fooling on that. If you got a good line, use them. Run! Out to about the 16, gain of two. Third and short from on the trail. Less than 2 yards to go. It's a quarterback run to the near sideline and pushed out of bounds ultimately by Mitch Sinclair. But it will be a first down for the Saints. I think that was maybe hit. And it's hard to tell the yard lines. Maybe the 25. But these 5 and 6 yard gains aren't going to do very well. Maybe the 23. Mormon Trail from the gun. Designed pass play, rolling out to the right, throwing it up in the air, is in the air, and might be caught in midfield, incomplete, is the ruling. Hit guarded by Nickel and unable to pull down the ball at midfield, incomplete. Second and 10, Mormon Trail. They do trail the Falcons right now. 6:03 left in the fourth. 36-22 in favor of the Falcons. And again, rolling to the right is Lear playing quarterback, and he will get out of bounds. Got about half of what he needed there. They'll put it at the what once was the muddy 28-yard line. There's no line there now, but we'll call it the 28. Third and five from Mormon Trail. 5:55 to go from the gun. But it's a roll to the right for Lear, running it toward his own bench, and gets out of bounds. Maybe 3 yard pickup there. Ball's just across the 30. It'll be fourth down in a yard and a half, 2 yards for Mormon Trail. Big play for the Falcon defense. Baker comes back in after a quick breather. 5:47 left in the game. From the gun. Coming to the left side now, and he'll have a first down across the Falcon 35. Bellin and Deeper on the tackle. Mormon Trail from their own 37. First down. 5.5 to go. The snap. Running left, right, no. Nowhere to go. Baker and Bellin and Matley in on that one. No gain. Second and 10 from their own 37. Mormon Trail with 5 minutes left in the game. Taking the time in the huddle. I'm okay with that. Mormon Trail breaks that huddle now with 10 on the play clock, and they are at the line with 6. Resetting the formation and getting it off just apparently before the play clock expires, but run out of bounds with no gain there. It'd be third and long for the Saints. Falcon defense not giving up the big play, and that's really important here. Loss of one on the play. From their own 36 with 4:40 to go. Construction service and supply from small hand tools to lumber. Allen Lumber Company has what you need for your next project. Stop in today at 220 North Central Avenue in Allerton. From the gun. Handoff end around this way. And brought down shy of midfield by Carson Kiefer. He's fired up. Radford is gassed, but playing a great game at defensive end for the Falcons. In on that one as well, and it is at the Mormon Trail 39, gain of 3. Fourth and long for Mormon Trail at the 4-minute mark, trailing Wayne by a couple of touchdowns, and looking to pass. Throwing it, that's in the air. It's going to be fighting for the ball are the Falcon, and it's going to be Mormon Trail catch. Nickel and hit come down together with it, and it's a completion inside the Falcon 20 to the 19. Yard pickup. A first down for Mormon Trail at the Falcon 19. And that running play again with the split line and cutting it back, and he's going to go. That's going to be a touchdown for Mr. Brett Lear. It's a play they've been running a lot, and it's a run to the right, but he saw something and cut it back against the grain, and there wasn't anybody there to stop him. 19-yard touchdown for Brett Lear. Touchdown Saints comes with 3:34 to go in the game. We're in the fourth quarter, and your Thomas Randolph Funeral Home PAT attempt for Mormon Trail is a pitch and a fumble. Ball's on the turf, and PAT fails. There's no sense falling on a fumble. You've got to pick it up and run. Falcons can't advance it for a touchdown. PAT attempt fails. It's 36-28. That's a welcome sight, because now should they get the ball back and score again, only a two-point conversion would just tie the game. Falcons need more points, though, because a six-point loss last week is a loss, but it's six. You know, that 13 is the magic number. That's the max. And Wayne had a 13-point lead here, and now it is down to 8-point lead. They will receive the People's Company kickoff. At the Naughty Rock Motel, we take pride in keeping our rooms clean and comfortable and giving you the best service. We have free Wi-Fi, flat-screen TVs, and refrigerators in each room. Rooms are very reasonable, and you can call us at 872-2533 to find out, or go to the Nutty Rock Motel at yahoo.com to book a room. People's Company kickoff coming up with Mormon Trail trailing the Falcons. Expect something other than a regular kickoff, the Falcons are, the deep man's at the 20. The other seven are all inside there between the 30 and 40. And the boot gets across the 40, and the Falcons, I believe, recover it at the 40 or their own 39. And they do. Whew. Little exaggerated sigh response there to sort of scare and listening audience. We appreciate you being here at KIICradio.com. Call it the 39, Wayne 39. So 3:32 left in the game. Big series here for the Falcons. Handoff, Kiefer, midfield. It'll be second down. Runyon comes in. Wilson will come out. Moore gets the play from the sidelines. Play clock at 15. Falcons still in the huddle as it reaches 10. Now to the line. Moore with Baker and offset eye. Pitch Carson. Ball on the turf. Carson picks it up. Running, he won't get anything. He's going to be tackled for a big loss inside the 30. Back to the 28, loss of 12. Clock is rolling at 2:20. Mormon Trail down to one timeout left. Third and long for the Falcons. They're going to wait until the play clock hits one and call their timeout. And the Wayne County Hospital timeout for the Falcons comes at 2:08 left in the game. Your local auctioneer and agent for People's Company is Jared Chambers. You can contact Jared at 641-414-0234. People's Company is a leading provider of agricultural land brokerage, land auctions, land management, land appraisal, and land investing services in the Midwest. Let Jared help you with all your ag real estate needs. Jared is a proud sponsor of Falcon football. And 2:08 left. Third and, I'd say, about 20. From their own 28. Third and 21. Drive started at their own 39. Now at their own 28. So big play for the Falcons. Need to get a bunch of yards here, you know, 11, 12, 13 yards, make it fourth and less than 10. And then I don't know if you punt or you might go for it. Okay, trips to the left and one to the right. Moore by himself in the gun. Clean snap, under pressure, rolling right, going to head upfield. He's across midfield. He's across the 35. Stitch in bounds. Great play, Trent Moore. Heads-up play by Trent Moore, and that's a Farm Bureau first down for the Falcons with 2 minutes left. Great play by Trent Moore. Trips to the left, and he rolled out to the right. And got inside the Mormon Trail 30. To the 28 to the 28, and Moore, hands off, Kiefer, left side, stopped up for a short gain. A 24-yard pickup and a Farm Bureau first down for Trent Moore. Huge play, Great Western Bank, great play. And it keeps the clock moving. I was thinking get half of it, and he got more. A 2-yard pickup for Carson on first down. Takes the handoff, gives it to Wilson, going left, and short gain there. And I think Mormon Trail will use their final timeout with 1:13 to go. Gain of another yard for Trevor Wilson, number six, plus one. Ball's at, I believe, the Falcon 25, or the Saints 25. And for all your floral needs, contact the Flower Potting Court in your full-service floral and gift shop on the Corden Square. Call 641-872-3600 for all your floral and gift needs. Tell them thanks for sponsoring Falcon Football. We would love to get the Flower Pot end zone right now. Plant one on the Mormon Trail and put this one out of reach. Hard-fought, close game, couple of ties. Falcons have had the lead for much of the game. Mormon Trail got on the board first. Ryan McConaughey in at the, on the line. Andrews. Runyon. Everybody tight. Baker in. And he'll block for Carson and hit the backfield, but keeps going. Carson Kiefer, not much there, but didn't lose the yards either and keeps the clock going. No gain on the play. It'll be fourth down from the 25. Fifteen left on the play clock, and Trent Moore is looking that direction. He will suck it down to about five and snap the ball with about a half minute left. Ball's on the turf. Moore picks it up, running, stuttering, stiff-arming, and shoved out of bounds. But it's a turnover on downs anyway for the Falcons, which would have stopped the clock even if he'd have stayed inbounds. And Mormon Trail will take over with 24.9 to go. And they will start from their 24. This would hurt to see back-to-back weeks of giving up touchdowns in the final minute of play. And from the gun, looking to throw over the middle. It's wobbly in the air, but the receiver comes back and gets it. The defender didn't turn and look. And the Saints have a completion into Falcon territory at the Falcon 36. First down, Saints looking to pass again. Ball's on the turf, and the Falcons have the ball! It is Matt Bowen, sophomore number 63, with a huge fumble recovery. And that hopefully will do it with 10 seconds left on the Great Western Bank greatest play of the night, perhaps, by Matt Bowen. And the Falcons have the ball at the Saints 36. Trent Moore looking to take a knee and end this conflict. And he does. And it does. 3-2-1. Falcons win 36-28. Final score. It was not a 13-point win, but it is a win. And the Falcons move to 1-1 in District 6 play. The Saints fall to 1-1. And we will get you an update when we can on other scores, district scores, and otherwise, as the Falcons avenge last year's loss at Mormon Trail, this time 36-28 in favor of Wayne.